Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to the Zeitathlon. Short show title courtesy of producer Brian. I'm Jack. That is Miles.
That's where you ski and shoot a rifle?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think they were trying to... Is that the one? Yeah, ski, shoot the rifle. There's another one that involved horses that this is... Kind of the most important news you missed while you were away. Mm-hmm. So at the last Olympics, during that portion, a coach punched the horse. And so they're choosing to replace the horse riding portion of, I think it's pentathlon, one of the tathlons. And
there's a horse involvement?
Yeah. I think this is the Summer Olympics. But we one of the things that they were suggesting replacing it with was pillow fighting, which is how it came across our radar.
Dude, those... I mean, I was on the internet the last few weeks. I saw those clips pop up. Yeah. The one where the guy got knocked out.
Have you ever been knocked out in a pillow fight? I feel like I got knocked out in a pillow fight when I was like...
I'll tell you this. I've been hit too hard and I've dropped the pillow and then straight up put my hands on somebody because yeah, I was so pissed because I got hit so clean with a pillow.
Some of the most satisfying hits you'll ever see are...
I'm not joking. One time, my friend hit me so clean with a pillow. I lifted his whole body up and threw him across the room.
Damn.
Like I was an example of like a dare, like person on drugs gone wild. Like I never summoned as much strength than like the humiliation of being just cleaned with a pillow and just being like, no, now I have to, my 14-year-old brain can't handle it. And I will now go to plan B, violence.
Especially those old pillows that are, you know, real bunchy and really... really get someone.
They don't
that.
Make pillows like they used to.
Hey, we've been saying that forever.
These kids are soft, man.
Soft as their pillows.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the show where we tell you what's trending.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the family of the Rust cinematographer who was killed by a shot fired by Alec Baldwin has filed a wrongful death lawsuit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's their problem? What's going on? What are they?
Wow. I don't know. We'll have Alec Baldwin on pretty soon to get his side of the events.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is, I feel like
that this was expected.
Yeah.
Because it was clear, very clearly there, people were like, what was going on there? Why was this person in the line of fire like that with live ammunition? It seems like somebody fucked up somewhere and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Mm. I can only imagine what the next move is from Alec Baldwin and his lawyer or his wife when they do like another street rant.
Or his press agent, George Stephanopoulos. Yeah. Well, we will see.
Yeah.
The New York Times gets it, Miles. They get it.
Thank you.
They know what we're going through. They know that the economy has been all sorts of fucked up since the pandemic. And they wrote an article about some people who are going through the same stuff the rest of us are. It's titled, "They Rushed to Buy in the Pandemic. Here's What They Would Change." A frenzied seller's market led some people to make harried decisions when buying their homes that they now regret. And it's all about the struggles of being house poor, and people are really, really focusing on some quotes from one of the plaintiffs in the article who works for Amazon. You know, like many,
many
Americans, dude, you know,
you do a quick search of this woman on LinkedIn, head of global sports marketing partnerships at Amazon. Okay.
Oh, so she's not like pissing in any bottles. She's
no. The bottle pissing helps her throw away massive amounts of cash on, you know, sports washing Amazon's fucking reputation around the world. Stephanie DeSantis, not like Ron DeSantis, but a different spelling. Her story, a lot of people have like been like just pulling these excerpts from, because they talk about how she said, you know, I had a maximum budget of 900,000, but then she, quote, pushed her budget up to 1.3 million, reassessing her priorities. Quote, "I decided I've done a lot of traveling. I've had a lot of fun. I've done the thing where I'm like, I'm hungry for pasta. I'm going to go to Rome for 3 days.
That thing. You know that thing, Miles?
That's what that song was about.
that thing where you say you're hungry for pasta. I'm going to go to Rome for three days. Hell yeah, queen.
And so a lot of really unsympathetic characters in this, when, again, we talk constantly about like misleading articles that have no writing about the human suffering due to massive inequality, but more like, uh-oh, they're in over their skis with this farmhouse they bought in upstate New York.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the New York Times. They get it. They are
undefeated
leftist. They're got such a leftward bias, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you blur your eyes, all the headlines kind of say "Workers of the World Unite."
That's true.
When you look at it,
If you wear the sunglasses, right. When they live. Remington and Prince Andrew both had a rough day in court, Miles.
Oh, boy.
So Remington, after like battling the Sandy Hook parents for years in court, they lost. They needed to pay $73 million to families. They were found to have been marketing to at-risk men.
Yeah.
So people are hoping that this could affect how gun manufacturers are both marketed and insured.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, this is monumental. I am very curious to see like what the ramifications are of this case. And alongside that too, Alex Jones, I think, is also the Sandy Hook families in Texas and Connecticut. They won their defamation case against Alex Jones too.
Mm.
There's a lot happening. And I'm sure this is, you know, the gun lobby was doing everything they could to stop
everything
this.
Good, like as they always do. Have you ever heard the theory that like they should just make people who buy guns get insurance on the level of like people who buy cars?
Right. Aren't they doing that in like San Jose?
I don't know. I just found out about that like idea, and it sounds like it would. I mean, that's what it should cost a shitload of money and be the incredible burden that it is on everyone else,
right?
You know, in society, for you to own a gun. Anyways,
yeah, it's gun ownership requirements. I know in San Jose, so most gun owners have to pay a fee and carry liability insurance.
There you go. And then Prince Andrew settled out of court, undisclosed amount of money with Virginia Giuffre. Mm-hmm. And there's been some takes from people being like, she shouldn't have settled because like we would have found out more information. But I feel like maybe before you start telling a victim of a horrific trauma that they, what they should have done.
Yeah.
Maybe
just shut the fuck, just sit down.
Yeah. Maybe shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I get that. And I get that everyone wants to know what exactly is happening to Jeffrey Epstein, but like we're talking about, this, you want this woman to just completely time travel back to probably the worst periods of her life and like in a media atmosphere that is just going to reduce this to some sensational nonsense with no consideration of her humanity. Yeah, maybe I would settle too.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of people are like, and I get it. People think that this is how he's able to escape any kind of accountability. But you know, at the end of the day, this is the settlement that Virginia Giuffre thought was best for her. So be it.
Yeah. So maybe shut the fuck up. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about how the pandemic's over.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and the pandemic's over because Coachella will not have any of the mask mandates, vaccine mandates. It doesn't seem like it's just all It's just like, you know, they saw the Super Bowl and they were like, that, we want that to be the vibe at Coachella.
Yeah.
The music festival this year.
Dude, nothing. They said no vaccination requirements, no mask mandates, testing. Just, hey, I know it took a couple years, but we're back in 2019, folks.
Yeah. The anti-vaxxers, the people on Facebook have won. It seems like they just, everyone's just like, yeah, done and done.
I think, yeah, it's really disorienting to like just read all these stories, like whether it's California and their mask mandate ending or like DC and like being like, yeah, you don't need vaccinated. I don't know, whatever. Fuck it. We're still in a pandemic. You still need a good amount of people to still be vaccinated and children, because like that number is also very low. It's like no matter what kind of city you're in, liberal or conservative. But like the idea being that, hey, cases are low. So, you know, just like, I guess if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask and then all's done, rather than keep the fucking pressure up to really give ourselves a better shot here. But I don't know. Like, I think we're, like many people, we're getting used to like this ebb and flow of like, man, we hit a surge. People get, you know, people's tighten shit up. Then it goes down. You loosen up only to usher in another wave and regret that we were spiking the football on the fucking 1 yard line before we actually got in the end zone again.
Yeah. I mean, that is like part of the plan, right? Is the like loosening restrictions when numbers are low. But I don't know. The numbers, I'm looking at deaths for February 14th, 2022. They are over double what they were for 2021. Looking at cases for February 14th, 2022, they're over triple what they were for 2021.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's this thing that we always do in this society, which is pin the source of the pain on something temporary or new rather than the thing it's always been. You know,
right.
It's easy to say, this fucking pandemic, man, people are stressed. No, people were stressed before the pandemic. Because we don't support people that need help, and we're not supporting our educators or frontline workers or essential workers properly. And now I think it's just easier to say, it's these damn restrictions, man. We just got to shake these shackles off of the mandates, and that's what'll help us start feeling better. When that's not it at all. The pandemic, you know, for a group of people who might not have been paying attention, revealed a lot of inequalities that exist and just absurdities of how we treat our people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's easier to just say like, well, it's the mask mandate that's stressing people out, rather than we need to continue to, you know, support the people that need it. And like, we're still act. And I think it also helps lessen the argument that people need financial and material assistance throughout this.
Miles, people are fed up. Okay.
They are this whole thing, but not with the pan. They're fed up with the fact that they can't afford a home to live in, or they can't afford to support their children on one income. Those are the things that people are fed up with. But you know, when we deal with a fucking disingenuous like corporate media, it's so much easier to be like, you know, I think it's so weird when they do the segments like after they sort of present like whatever the actual news headline is, and then they get the commentary and people are like, yeah, you know, and I think this is what a lot of people are feeling right now. They're ready to just see some progress on this, that we're moving out of it. Like, this isn't a fucking ride at Disneyland, you know, like
people are annoyed. Like it's been years since people have just, you know, been hungry for pasta and been able to go to Italy for a couple of days.
Just on a whim.
There's an update on the Palin thing. We talked about the judge threw out her defamation case against the New York Times before the jury came back with their verdict, but kept the jury so that they could come back with their verdict just to, you know, have a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So the jury came back and was like, yeah, no, this is bullshit. There's nothing here.
Oh, great.
So officially and thoroughly, she lost the shit out of that one.
That's like such a weird case to you. Like, who do I want to lose more, the New York Times or Sarah Palin? Although the ramifications of the New York Times losing would have affected journalism at large. So in that case, you're lucky. But yeah, good to see that people figure that part out.
Elon Musk donated $6 billion, apparently, to...
Who? Where? How?
It's like that McDonald's commercial, except much more foreboding. Who'd you donate to? So he tweeted at one point that he would donate $6 billion if the UN could explain how it would solve world hunger. He did donate $6 billion. No one really knows to who or where, but I'm sure a good cause.
That's such horse shit. And again, is this coming off the heels about how all those like monkeys that they were doing the experiments with the Neuralink, like most of them died and lived, like they said, like lived lives of like, quote, untold suffering or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Also, reports of extreme racism inside Tesla factories.
In California. Oh, so, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll have to get to that story. But yeah, that seems like a very well-timed, vague gesture at something mm-hmm. that seemed positive. Oh, well, I donated $6 billion. Okay, that's a large amount. So, hey, who got that $6
billion? Mm-hmm.
Where you at? Anybody? No?
The truck convoy.
The what?
Give it. The truck convoy.
Right.
The people.
Oh,
the brave freedom fighters in Canada. And then finally, Rescue Rangers. There's a Rescue Rangers movie in the tradition of Alvin and the Chipmunks mm-hmm. and Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. We got a new kind of reboot of a animated show beloved in our youth, mm-hmm. This time updated for people who were kids in the 90s. And it is, I don't know how to feel about this because it's voiced by John Mulaney and it's directed by The Lonely Island, like by Akiva Schaffer.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, on the one hand, I'm like, all right, well, this is not nearly as shitty as I would expect it to be. And yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of that show when I was a kid. On the other hand, I'm like, or they could have made the next MacGruber, you know?
I mean, it seems like they're having a lot of fun with all the intellectual property that comes along with doing a film like this, because they're bringing in all kinds of like things about animation. And I think that's why I'm kind of like, is this a Rescue Rangers movie or is this kind of like a fun skewering of like our nostalgia for animation and over the years, how it's changed and this, that, and the other? That's why I'm kind of like confused, because I didn't need Rescue Rangers to be like rebooted.
Right.
You know, like there's no, like, I saw that as a kid. I'm not looking for them to be like, oh, yeah, but now Chip, like, he does wild cocaine now in Hollywood nightclubs.
Like, right.
Okay. I mean, not that that's
addicted
in the thing.
To
but,
cheese.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Actually.
Yeah.
So
hitting that cheese hard, but.
Yeah. But I mean, sure. What the fuck?
The funniest thing was like when Seth Rogen was like that, like Beowulf looking animation guy.
Yeah. From like a video game.
Yeah.
Like cutscene.
Yeah. And just like the bit of like the eyes just look so unreal. And like they're just kind of like leaning into that. He's like, no, from where I'm looking at, I'm looking right at you. And they're like, the eyes are not aimed at us.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was funny. I guess that's what's like interesting is like in isolation, there are moments I'm like, haha. Haha.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what is the offering of this film exactly?
I'll watch the shit out of it for sure. Is it, I'm guessing it's PG-13 at the very most, right?
Yeah, it's got to
like
be.
It can't be R, which
would have been
lit. I do like when they got the freedom to stick a stalk of celery up someone's ass and have them dance around like in MacGruber.
Yeah, this is unfortunately, this was not the Red Band trailer that dropped today, so we'll have to wait.
All right, well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, February 15th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, wear a mask, mm-hmm. don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.